So far, we have described the spaceship flight in gravity cancellation mode, or gravitational engines. We have also described how plasma turbine, rocket, or electromagnetic jet action engines work. These two methods are used as means of propulsion to move the ship from point A to point B. But, as I said before, to be able to cross gigantic interstellar distances, something more exotic is needed. Jet engines of electromagnetic plasma expel the hot plasma backwards, moving the spacecraft forward in the same way that it would be to expel gas by combustion of hydrogen or solid aluminium, among other fuels, as used in the Earth's rockets. But this electromagnetic plasma has a specific frequency, contrary to common combustion gas. And this specific frequency is controlled by varying the speed of the turbines and their interaction with one another between their isolated layers inside each motor. Speed differential between turbines. A typical spacecraft turbine consists of a series of double cylindrical drums. That is, each drum consists of an outer and an inner one that rotates in the opposite direction to the external drum. Each drum is made of non-conductive composite material and resistant to temperatures of more than 4,000 degrees. As a reference, the Sun's temperature is officially 5,600 degrees Celsius. This non-conductive material contains a special magnetic liquid that is superconducting at elevated temperatures. As is known already, the materials are superconductors generally at low temperatures, not at high temperatures. On Earth, the most similar material to this one would be the enriched mercury, also known as red mercury. It is centrifuged at between 10,000 and 100,000 RPM revolutions per minute inside the counter-rotating turbines, and it produces a plasma vortex that explodes in the geometric core of the turbine. The plasma exits at a specific frequency controlled by variations between the speeds of each layer of the turbines and the relation between internal and external counter-rotating ones. These variations are controlled by the computer that controls the engines. Nucleus or motor of a toroid, showing the dynamics of energy flow inside it. The nucleus of a toroid is the one that generates the magnetic energy. And it is the engine of a ship, too. Magnetic impulse motors of counter-rotating turbines described above produce that energy. The high-energy electromagnetic plasma, when coming out from the back, below in the image, connects with the front of a ship outside and around the ship by wrapping it in a toroid, where energy re-enters the motors using both superconducting cables of a very thick caliber. In the case of Susie, there are 8 front cables around the hull and about 1 meter thick, and also mostly using the hull of the ship itself, that connects the flow of the ship's nose to the nucleus of the toroid, that is the core of the engines that produce it. When one of these engines is in rocket mode, only the plasma comes out, and the ship moves forward, like a jet plane, a reaction plane. But now, for the supraluminar flight, this happens. When a ship is in jet flight mode, only plasma comes out and the ship moves forward. But if we activate the connection between the nose of the ship with the back, we close an electromagnetic circuit. As the electromagnetic plasma of the motors is being expelled towards the back at a controlled frequency and according to the entrance of the nose of the ship, all with basic toroidal mathematics, the toroid is closed, or a high-energy toroid produced by the engines is generated. Basic equations for an energy toroid. Volume of a toroid. This is on Earth. This is toroidal high-energy electromagnetism. Basic formulas. I can give more, but I'm having a hard time seeing which ones are relevant. Many are too complicated to publish or too simple. What the toroid does, we can return to the toroid itself later. We have a basic energy law at work here. The law of dominant frequencies. It says that any frequency stronger than another or others will turn the weakest ones into itself, will assimilate them. The energetic toroid of a ship will enclose the ship itself that emits it and everything that is inside it in a bubble where its existential vibration frequency, call it density as in 3D or 5D, will be the exact equivalent to that emitted by the engine. The last paragraph is the critical part. So, by modifying the output frequency of the motors, you will modify the existential frequency of the ship and of everything inside it. This means that you can, at will, have the density you want to decimal accuracy. As everything is frequencies in this universe, as we have said before, all you need is to have a frequency equivalent to destination to be in the destination. If your destination is 7.83724 Hz, and with your ship you match 7.83724 Hz, then you will be at your destination. Because 7.83724 equals 7.83724. To explain it again, in order for a ship to jump into hyperspace, the flow of plasma energy that the motors take from the nose of the ship toward the engine or engines behind is activated, closing the electromagnetic circuit and thereby producing or activating the toroid that wraps the ship. The exact magnetic frequency of the toroid is manipulated by altering the speed relation and relation between themselves of the distinct and individual counter-rotating turbines inside the ship's engines that are producing the plasma and magnetic energy. The output frequency of the toroid, by the principle of dominant frequencies, will also change the frequency of the ship itself that produces it, of the interior of the ship with everything inside it as well. As I described earlier in Mechanics of Manifestation and Star Navigation 2 with a map of stellar frequencies and not with a map of physical positions and distances between places, you can navigate a ship or jump from destination to destination. The computer tells the engines what exact frequency to generate, and with that, it wraps the entire ship in that same frequency, equivalent to that of the destination. and when equivalent to that of the destination, the ship ceases to exist in its place of origin, it jumps to the ether inside its toroid, since it is from the ether that manifests everything, and by its frequency being equivalent to its destination, descend from the ether right into it, thereby completing the trip or jump. It can be said that the ship manifests its destination, does not travel to its destination, because this mode of traveling is not propulsion. That is to say, the ship is not moving. It only changes frequency to that of the destination. This is equivalent to traveling at factors far superior to those of light, and the trip itself is instantaneous, regardless of the distance between the origin and the destination. Let's return to the ether to explain why. From the ether, there are no distances. Everything is intertwined in the same space. Everything exists in the same space, only separated by a veil of perception. That veil is the limit that all consciousnesses have, their range of perception awareness. The ether has no volume nor distances within itself. This complicates the description, but to understand it, let's say everything is in the same space. Its high-energy toroid of frequencies, controlled with extreme accuracy and precision, makes it incompatible energetically, and with regards to its harmonics that keep it as existent, with its place of origin. It jumps into the ether, with this, the ship becoming potential energy contained in an artificial bubble that still contains all the information of the harmonics of its frequencies that maintain the energy in the form of a ship and its occupants. In order to then modify the harmonics of their frequencies artificially, become compatible with the destination. And remember, starship engine harmonics are exactly the same as spirit and consciousness, emulated with nanoparticle accelerators, mimicking neurons like the ones on a biological being with the soul. There is no movement through space. There is no displacement. And there are no distances to travel through, since from the ether, everything is, and everything that exists, the entire universe, is all contained within the ether superimposed. By description, everything that exists is occupying the same space, intertwined as in a fabric. You only change where you are compatible according to your harmonics, which are frequencies and vibrations. And where you are compatible is where you are. There are no distances from the ether. Everything just is, because everything is an idea. Everything is a frequency from there. It does not matter Pleiades or the Earth or Aldebaran. You think where you want to go, the ship interprets it, augments your desires, and here you are. There is no journey in itself. All distance from the ether is traversed instantly. It is only perceived as a linear period of time from the interior perception of the ship, but that is only an illusion more created by the mind of its occupants. You copy or recreate it, and you are again at any point in time and space. There is no difference to travel back to yesterday than to 100,000 BC. There is no difference for the supraluminal flight to travel from Florida to Los Angeles than from Florida to the Andromeda Galaxy.